President of the United States and will, to the best of my ability, preserve and protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. So help me God.
Today, the Big D has asked me to announce the start of the WDRC Roberto Clemente Memorial Fund.
I'm happy to announce that Connecticut will have no income tax in the foreseeable future.
What did I do wrong? I got a letter to the governor. What right do those policemen have to grab me?
You're under arrest.
Look, what right do they have to try to arrest me?
This indicates there will be no law which is legitimate in the United States which does not allow a woman to have an abortion up to 3 months.
We today have concluded an agreement to end the war and bring peace with honor in Vietnam.
All American prisoners will, of course, be released within 60 days of the signing of the agreement.
With the signing of the peace agreement in Paris, and after receiving a report from the Secretary of the Army that he foresees no need for further inductions, I wish to inform you that the armed forces henceforth will depend exclusively on volunteer soldiers, sailors, airmen, and marines.
We have the opportunity to serve our country under difficult circumstances. We are profoundly grateful to our Commander-in-Chief and to our nation for this day. God bless America.
By George A. Atkinson, Mayor of the City of Hartford, to hereby proclaim Thursday, March 1, 1973, as a special day of gratitude.
Our count now stands at 29,798 signatures of gratitude for services performed by our returning prisoners of war.
Three men appear in the doorway, some hands are shaken, and out through the doorway comes first William Downey, then John Downey, vaulting on top, embracing, joyfully embracing Governor Meskel, his friend from the days when they both had paper routes in New Britain, Connecticut. John Downey is home.
The vigil is over. For you, the bus rider who wants buses running.
I think that the Watergate tragedy is the greatest tragedy this country has ever suffered.
And so I have confidence in the integrity of the Vice President.
Billy Casper has won the 1973 Greater Hartford Open.
A number of unmarked state police cruisers took to the highways this morning in an attempt to curb motor vehicle operators who are flagrantly violating the state's driving laws.
And which directed me to carry out the Watergate entry is punishing me for doing the very things it trained and directed me to do.
Jim Croce, and along with a group from his tour and the pilot of a plane, were killed instantly last night as the plane crashed as he was taking off from the airport here.
I want to make very clear, I'm not thinking about resigning.
I proudly present to you the man whose name I will submit to the Congress of the United States for confirmation as the Vice President of the United States, Congressman Gerald Ford of Michigan.
Lyndon Johnson, school teacher, senator, president, dead this day in San Antonio, Texas at the age of 64.
I will continue to call Watergate the break-in, the cover-up, the handling, and now, unfortunately, the compromise for what it was and is.
Unfortunately, the opening of the Alaskan pipeline will just about balance off the depletion of the existing U.S. oil wells.
I have no prior knowledge of the Watergate break-in. I have prior knowledge of the Watergate break-in.
But to direct the Attorney General to discharge Mr. Cox.
I have no intention whatever of walking away from the job I was elected to do.
Well, I'm overwhelmed. It's a fantastic victory. I certainly didn't expect it to be so overwhelming.
I'm considering to put bumper stickers on them indicating that this vehicle will not exceed the 50-mile-an-hour limit.
Boy, everybody is trying to protect their gas for all their worth. We can't even, we're selling so many gas caps, we can hardly even get them.
I have decided not to seek a fifth term as governor of New York.
Hi, this is Tony Orlando of Dawn on WDRC with big, big thanks to listeners to Big D for making my record the big one for 1973 right here on Hartford's Hit Music Authority.
1973.
I'm coming home, I've done my time.
Now I've